The COVID-19 pandemic has been a roller coaster, especially for healthcare workers. Through the inception of the pandemic, then through surges due to variants, healthcare providers have exposed themselves to risk and mental and physical exhaustion. As our series Pandemic Reflections continues, WUWM's Mayan Silver speaks with Freightert ICU nurse Kristen Lissman about how she's been getting through it all.
When the pandemic began, Kristen Lissman says caring for COVID-19 patients was a big task, but it came naturally.
It was definitely instinctual. It was, we've got to go now. This is what we do, and this is what we're about to do. And we'll debrief later on what those feelings were.
Lissman's team converted their unit into the COVID ICU the second week of March 2020.
It was as if we had just the right spark plugs, the right oil, the right training. And it was muscle memory, but for something we'd never done.
Driving home that first day, she wrestled with the idea of taking a break.
You can't wait to get back. You know that there's more work to be done. And it was this adrenaline rush on a loop.
How is she faring 2 years into the pandemic amid the Omicron variant?
The tank is empty. There's no more adrenaline. There has been a metamorphosis. We've moved past the adrenaline. Now we're running on pure coffee.
Lissman says she's had to take in the reality that this struggle is for the long haul.
And quit thinking that, you know, there's going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. I think we know that this is the world that we live in right now, and we have to adjust.
Lissman says doing her research has helped her maintain her sanity through the waves and surges of COVID.
I enjoy reading research. I really do. From the experts in the field, not Dr. Google.
She has a message for people who are turning to the internet for medical advice.
If you're having car problems, you go to the mechanic. If you're having a chimney problem, you call the chimney company. I don't know anyone who would try to get on their roof and make a major repair from Google Roofer. I wish that people would start embracing their healthcare in the same way and say, you know, let me talk to my provider.
Lissman says she gets hope from digging into robust scientific research and studies.
I think in retrospect, we will really appreciate that we are living in a time where research is fervent and we're moving leaps and bounds in terms of that. That gives me hope because I do believe in science.
And she says dealing with people who don't share her beliefs on COVID science has pushed her to lead with kindness.
They still deserve compassionate care. They still deserve the highest quality of care. I think that helps you to grow as a nurse or as a healthcare provider. You can become fatigued, you can let it wear you down, or you can look at it and rise to the occasion and say, you know, I still have to put on my best today and I have to perform at the best.
Lissman says she's had to ask herself, what kind of person do I want to be?
And I think every person in society has that choice as we look at each other and how we treat each other. Am I going to be highly reactive or am I going to be highly proactive? So I want to be happy. I'm choosing the latter of the two.
Lissman knows her interactions with people might be the last they have with someone. And that's affected her too.
Because a lot of people never got to say goodbye. They always thought that they were going to have one more hug. I didn't hear anybody in an end-of-life discussion or conversation when they couldn't hold their mother's hand one more time talk about a thing. They talked about hugs. They talked about touch. They talked about mostly just embracing experiences, memories. It was always intangible, all those things that make us human and contribute to our shared human experience.
Lisman says she hopes she's always treated her close relationships with care, but now she does so even more. Maayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.